Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Welcome to WWT Live, and it's Sunday, March 29th, 2009, and this is the live show for March 2009 of WDW Today. And this live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling and special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 105,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And as I mentioned before, I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com, and joining us on today's live show is Mike Scopa, a senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
No, Matt, no one laid an egg but me.
I have no idea.
The tiki room.
Silence filled the room.
Tiki room, you said, Mike?
Tiki room.
Original or the new one?
The new one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably why. That's why I don't remember it. Also on today's show is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Hi, Mikey.
What's going on, everybody?
And Mike, I heard you had your first Chick-fil-A sandwich over the weekend. Is that true?
I can't do anything with Facebook these days. There's pictures up. It's a mess.
Can you believe that Mike has never had a Chick-fil-A until this weekend?
I used to call it Chick-fil-A until this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, they don't have so many up here. What can I tell you?
Us Southerners, it's a staple of life, Mike.
It is really good, though.
Us Southerners. You've been down there, what, a year?
He says that with such a Southern accent.
That's right. And hailing from the deep South, it's Annette Owens of MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette.
Hey, nice to be here. And Mike, I'm so glad you enjoyed that sandwich. I bet you get another one.
It was good. It was good. Mm-hmm.
And no Len today, but we have someone even better than Len. That's right. It's Deb Wills of AllEars.net. Welcome back to the show, Deb.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. And Chick-fil-A, eat more chicken.
Woohoo!
There are an unofficial new sponsor now. And that's right. You're tuned into the March 2009 live show of WDW Today. We welcome everyone to yet another live show. We always have fun with these things. And this is an opportunity for you to call in with your questions at 407-278-5939. We have our next call. And hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name's Becky.
Hey, Becky, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. Say that five times fast.
I'm glad Matt didn't have to say that.
I am actually calling. My daughter has some questions.
All right.
Nice.
Okay. All right. You ready? Okay. I'm going to give her the phone. Here she is. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who are you speaking with?
What's your name?
You just asked him your questions.
Aww.
You scared her.
Aww.
You want me to ask questions for you? You want me to ask questions for you? Okay. I'm going to ask them for her. Okay. She got nervous.
What's her name?
Stephanie.
Okay.
Yeah. She might come back in the room. Okay. The first question she had is, what is the best thing for girls at the Magic Kingdom?
Ooh, that's a good question. Prince Charm. Prince Charm. Annette, what do you think, since you are all – no one's heard it yet, but tomorrow's show is going to prove that Annette knows everything about every age group. So, Annette
– thank you for pointing that out.
Annette, what do you think?
How old is Stephanie?
She's 6 1/2.
Bippity-boppity, and then go on up and eat in the castle. Be treated like a princess.
Okay. I will tell her that. We've been to the boutique before, so she really liked that a lot. So I definitely recommend that.
I suggest she go to the new Pixie Hollow, and she can see all the fairies and Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that in the tent where the princesses were before?
Yeah, it's in Toontown, USA over there. So it's in that area over there, and you can go check it out. It's supposed to be very, very nice.
Okay. Oh, she's back now. Did you want to talk now? No, you don't. Do you want me to put you on speakerphone? No? Okay. They said
you know something else?
Hollow.
Is she into Tinkerbell?
Are you into Tinkerbell? Yes. For that? Mm-hmm.
Oh, for that.
Yeah. Hold on. I'll put you on the speakerphone, Stephanie. Oh, no. She got nervous again. Sorry.
Uh-oh. Well, if you're first into the Tinkerbell store, you can be the one to let Tinkerbell out. It's very hard to do, but it's a very cool place, even if you haven't been, to let her see Tinkerbell fly around the...
And how do we do that? How do we do that? Do we go just to the store?
Yeah, you go to the...
Instead of going to a ride, you're going to the store.
Okay. All right. Well, she has one more question, and then I have a question, actually. Did you want to ask the second one? No. All right. The second one is she likes to wear Crocs, and she wants to know if there's any fairy gibbets for the Crocs sold at Disney World.
You know, I think this is a Mike Newell question.
I was going to say, Mike, go ahead, Mike, take it away.
This is so a Mike question.
I didn't even hear what you asked because I was busy doing something else. I'm sorry. What was the question?
No, that was a joke. It wasn't a Mike Newell question.
You know, you're already in it enough, Hotchberg. Don't even get me on my...
That's strike two, Matt, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, great.
I don't do the Crocs, so now all of a sudden we're on something Crocs? I don't know.
How's that my say?
No.
What a Croc.
I'm gonna just... Deb, do you know anything about Crocs?
I don't know about Crocs, but I have a little bit more information on Tinkerbell in the store.
Okay.
Over near the sales counter, near the entrance is a bell, and the children are encouraged to ring the bell and call out Tinkerbell's name. And when they do, then you can see Tinkerbell fly around. And if you're not sure, just ask one of the cast members.
And this is at the fairy, the Tinkerbell fairy treasure store?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did you hear that? Yep. Okay.
Gotta be there first. You gotta be there early.
Actually, here's the shameless plug. If you go to All Ears and look at Blog Central, Jack Spence did a blog about Tinkerbell flying around her store a couple weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
Good. All right, we have one more question. Did you want to ask it or not, Stephanie?
No, you.
This is really my question. We're actually going to be there in 2 weeks, and we're going to be at Epcot on Easter. It was a last-minute trip we made, so we can't get any reservations. Where can we eat breakfast at Epcot that's a counter service?
Sunshine Seasons.
Yes.
I like that, Deb.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry, where was that?
In the land.
Oh, in Sunshine Seasons?
Yeah,
yes.
I totally agree
plenty
with that.
Plenty of room. Plenty of room, Becky. There, plenty of room.
Good deal. Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry, Stephanie, didn't get to say much.
That's okay. We can be a little scary sometimes. But, Stephanie, you have a great trip and nothing like going to Disney at Easter.
Thank you.
Nice.
Bye.
Bye. And 407-278-5939 is our number, and we have another call. Lots of calls today. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Kim from Pittsburgh.
Kim.
Hey, Kim, how are
you? Go Steelers.
Hi, fine. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. What can we do for you?
Good. Well, I wanted to give you my opinion between Yachtsman and Le Cellier.
Okay, good.
And I went to both at MouseFest. It was my 50th birthday celebration, and I was treating myself.
Nice.
And
all right.
I have to say, I think Le Cellier had gone down a little in quality.
Mm-hmm.
The cheese soup was not as good as it had been before. I don't know if I'd just gotten close to the bottom of the batch or what, but it wasn't quite as good. But Yachtsman was excellent.
That's good.
Best service, and they were just so nice to me with my birthday and everything, and it was just wonderful. I think I'd pull for Yachtsman over Le Cellier at this point, and they're just relatively close to each other that location I don't think really matters between the two of them.
Yeah, but the service at Yachtsman has always been phenomenal, regardless of the meals I've had over there. So I definitely agree with you on that one. You know, we had Deb a couple episodes ago. We were discussing comparing and contrasting Le Cellier versus Yachtsman. And if you were going to a steakhouse right after the show tonight, I know that'd be right up your alley. which one would you go for?
I gotta tell you, Chico has an amazing filet.
None of the above. Very nice. I like that.
You know, and my second choice would probably be Flying Fish.
Okay.
I can't get it. I haven't been able to get into La Salle in so long. And Yachtsman, I've had some iffy meals there. But Chico's filet on the macaroni and cheese, it's just
Yum.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm now ready to just shut down and go eat now.
Okay, let's go.
Let's all go to Chico's.
Let's all go to Chico's.
I did have a question. Do you remember hearing about the Verizon wireless thing that they were going to have that you kind of, I guess, was the next thing after Palmicky that Verizon Wireless was going to be doing something on Verizon phones? Have you guys heard anything about that?
Yeah, there was that.
I haven't heard any follow-up.
No.
Okay.
Mike, Newell, have you heard anything?
I was hoping Kim was going to tell me since she works there too.
No.
But no, I haven't heard. The only thing I know they're involved in right now is the Kim Possible thing. And I think they're trying to work out the bugs on that before they launch something else. But from what I've heard in her company, Kim Possible is doing really, really well. And I would imagine something to be launched soon.
Nice.
Well, I was kind of hoping to get it before my trip in May, going on my first Disney cruise.
I wouldn't hold my breath for that, you know.
No, I'm not holding my breath at this point either.
Come on, Kim, what we really need is a corporate lounge. Come on.
Yeah, we do need a corporate lounge.
That's what we should get.
So forget everybody else, and y'all have a lounge.
That's right.
Well, we can bring in our friends.
If you have a Verizon phone, you could come, right?
And then I think we need to set up our
Verizon
lounge.
ID.
I know.
Yeah. Nah, Kim, I haven't heard anything on that. And you know, like I said, only the Kim Possible bug has been really. Everybody's been talking about that, and I've done that, and it's really, really cool. And I'm hoping that they really get involved in more.
Yeah, I hope I'm going to have a chance to play it in May. A big group of us were doing a drink around the world one evening when they had extra magic hours. So that ought to be interesting if we're doing a drink around the world and Kim Possible at the same time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if those names. Could be interesting to watch.
Friday the 15th, May 15th.
Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it.
Well, great, thanks. You guys have a good night.
Bye. Right,
you
too, Kim.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And up next, we have Amy. How are you, Amy?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. What could we do for you tonight?
Well, I'm just calling because I am the luckiest person on earth. I get to take two Disney trips within, like, 45 days of each other. So
nice.
I decided to kidnap my niece. She's 5. And for my birthday, I'm going to take her to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And then in June, I'm going to take my boyfriend to Disneyland. So my question is, could I do the PhotoPass CD on both trips?
That's a good question.
Because
how close are the trips again?
So they're within 60 days of each other. Because I was looking at things, and it looks like as long as I input the card, and then I pick a card up with it, the picture up that I inputted it within 30 days of that, I would be okay. But it's two different parks, like Disneyland versus Disney World. And so I was wondering if you guys thought it would work to do that.
I don't know if we have a... Amy, I don't know if we have a real good answer for you. It would be something that you may want to ask when you go on your on the first leg of your two trips. I would personally, this is just my opinion, but I would say that because you're going to two different Disney theme parks, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast, that I'm guessing it's not going to be possible. But I would strongly recommend that on your first trip you ask the ask the PhotoPass person.
Yeah. Okay, I will do that.
Okay. Well, we have another caller, and let's bring the call in. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And hi, who are we speaking with?
Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, where are you calling
from?
Kelly.
Savannah.
Cool, what can you do for you tonight?
I was calling because we have booked our trip in June for the day after my son gets out of school. It's June 13th through the 20th, and I was looking online today because today's the last day you can do that package, the 4x4 and get 3 free.
Right.
And it looks like some of those days aren't listed anymore on that package, and I think that there's a limited time offer, and I didn't know if that means the parks, that time period just filled up a lot, and the parks are going to be really crowded.
What are the dates you're looking for again?
June 13th through 20th.
Okay. And so basically you're trying to figure out why it's not being offered anymore for those dates? Or are you just concerned about the crowd level? Okay. Well, Annette, tell us a lot. Oh, go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, I guess both.
Okay.
Whether the crowds are going to be really, really heavy during that time, and maybe we can try to go in August instead. And tonight's the last night you can do it, so.
Well, I can tell you that they do offer a certain number of packages at those discounted rates. So inventory changes and comes and goes. So it may have been there last week. Maybe now it's booked, as it is the last day. So there's been several people probably on the fence trying to decide.
Right.
Which offer to take. Crowds, I was trying to get into touring plans. I was trying to be Lynn, too. Sorry, couldn't get there. Too many things going. But it's summer. I mean, it's going to be kind of crowded, but I don't think it's sold out. I think if you were to go into general inventory, you would see that you could still get a Magic Your Way, just not the buy four, get three.
Okay. Okay. And one other question. We are booked for the Caribbean, beach resort in the Pirate Rooms. My son is six and is in love with pirates. And my mom kind of has dubbed herself a Disney snob after she stayed in the Contemporary and never wants to stay in anything but a deluxe anymore. And so I'm really trying to sell Caribbean Beach to her. Any thoughts on how I could do that?
Yeah. Kelly, tell her that at the Caribbean Beach, it's quick to get from the room to your car or to the bus, and quick to get back from your car to your room. Whereas if you go in a deluxe, it may take a while. You have to go through the lobby. You have to go look for the elevator maybe. And then you have to, go up the elevator and then you go down a hall. That's one of the selling points, I would think, that you can get out of your room much quicker and you can get back to your room much quicker at the end of the day.
Good.
And of course,
that's great.
Another nice thing about Caribbean Beach is the lake. If she likes to take walks or just go down and watch the water, it's beautiful, especially at sunrise and at dusk. And you can also, is it the Epcot fireworks, I think, you can see from the lake at Caribbean Beach, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
From Old Port Royal, yeah. From Old Port Royal. And if she's a jogger, I highly recommend the Caribbean Beach Resort.
She is not.
Oh, well. If she's a walker, I recommend it then.
Yeah.
But can I just say, your son is going to be in heaven. You may never get him to sleep in the pirate bed.
We're worried about that. He saw that I found a picture of it for him, and he saw it, and is just beside himself thrilled. So we're really excited and can't wait. And one other thing, we postponed our Christmas trip from last year to this year, and you guys answered my question about our Christmas trip in January. So don't feel so bad about answering it too late, because I can now use it for this December.
Well, my conscience is clear now. Thank you.
Well, thank you guys so much, and have a great evening.
Thanks.
You too.
Bye, Kelly.
And we have another caller, and it's a caller from the great state of Connecticut. How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Great. Who are we speaking with?
This is Jim from Bristol.
Hey, Jim. What can we do for you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Deb for all of her work that she does with breast cancer and Disney. My mother-in-law succumbed to breast cancer at 54, and my sister is a five-year survivor, and we really appreciate everything that she does.
Thank you, Jim. If you can, email me their names, please, and I'd be honored to add them to my Avon Walk weekend dedication.
Absolutely. I've been trying to get into one of those and join you for that. Just hasn't worked out with the things that have been going on, but thank you so much for everything that you do. It's a great thing that you do there.
You're most welcome. And Mr. Newell's wife is going to be walking with me this year in about 30 days, I think.
That's right. Can you imagine? It's so close. Yeah. We're really looking forward to that. Yeah. It's going to be a great weekend.
Awesome. Awesome. And thanks again. A trivial question after that. I noticed on the two credit dinings, if you do signature dining on the dining plan and you do a 2-credit, are you able to get anything off of the menu, or do they have restrictions? Like, say, if you went to Yachtsman or something where they have a really high-end dinner, can you pick anything off of those menus? Like, we go on allears.net and pick from the menu there. Is anything available, or are there restrictions?
That seems to... Boy, that's a tough question. I know the last time I was on the dining plan, every restaurant seemed to have a little bit of a their own rules regarding the dining plan. I know that I went to Le Cellier; they were offering me options on the dining plan, Jim. It's one of those things where it's really hard to give you a straight answer. I know you're looking for a solid answer. I think that it's going to depend upon the restaurant. Things are always changing. One of the things that we've learned about Walt Disney Company and Walt Disney World is that what you see today may not be in place tomorrow. So keep that in mind.
Right. Yeah, I understand that, and I've learned that from seeing what goes on, not being positive or whatever. But all right, that's something good to know. But I think the main point of the call was to thank Deb for everything that she does, and obviously Mike and whoever else joins in. It's all a good thing.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks,
very
Jim.
Much.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Bye.
Good night.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Lots of calls, and some of them were actually on the air. And here's one that'll hopefully be on the air. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Mary Jo Collins from Lenoir City, Tennessee.
Hey, Mary Jo, how are you?
Hi, Mary Jo.
Hey, good. Is Lan on here?
No, he's playing with his family this weekend.
Getting a haircut at the beach. Yeah.
Well, hey guys, I just wanted to tell you that how much I enjoy your show, and I really enjoy seeing you all on Facebook and everything.
Oh, cool.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I had like a couple of questions. These are kind of random. I had heard that there was a AAA lounge in Tomorrowland, and I've never found that. Does it really exist?
Really? I don't know of any lounges in Tomorrowland.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I thought it seemed kind of strange. I don't know where I'd heard that from. Like, you know, almost like a concierge type lounge for like AAA members.
Yeah.
I think they did something at one time for people who had booked packages through AAA, but it's been a long time. I haven't heard of anything recently.
Okay. Well, thanks, Deb. The other question that I had was about another AAA thing. They offer a story time with characters. Are any of y'all familiar with that and what it's like?
There's story time with Belle in the Magic Kingdom. Is that what you're referring to?
No, this is for like when you do a AAA... Go Ben Bell. No, it's for AAA. When you book a package through AAA, they offer this story time with a character, and you have to make a reservation for it. And I was just wondering if anyone had heard if that was good or if it was worth the time to do.
Annette, have you heard anything about that? I'll take that as a no.
I know it exists, but I don't have any information on it.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. We're saying in chat, by the way, Mary Jo, Becky mentioned that there used to be a AAA lounge in Epcot, but it's since been closed.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, awesome. Okay. Yeah. Well, by the way, when you read my email about Lynn, I was the one that saw him out on the marathon course.
Yes.
And you called it Lenoir City. Well, some people do call it Lenoir City, but actually it's Lenoir City.
Oh, see, the French people that founded it are rolling over in their frog graves.
It's kind of like when you call Target Target. Yeah. It's in jest.
I get it.
Well, thanks, Guy. I really, really appreciate y'all's show. And Mike Scopa, you were my inspiration for running the marathon this past year, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful thing. So,
well, thank you, Mary Jo. Am I going to see you in January? You're going to be running it in January?
I actually have signed up for Goofy.
Ooh.
Oh. Wow.
So we'll see how that goes.
Okay, I'll make sure I see you Friday or Saturday, because Sunday you may be, you know, nowhere to find.
I may not look too good. But I've also signed up for the Coast to Coast Challenge. I'm doing the Disneyland half marathon in September, and then I'm going to do the D23 Expo afterwards,
that week.
So I'm super excited about the D23 Expo. Are any of y'all going?
No, we had a call about that earlier. But Deb, are you going to that one, Deb, or are you sending an All Ears Net representative?
No, I plan to be there, and hopefully Debbie Coma's going to join me, and a couple other folks, we're hoping.
Nice.
Okay, well, cool. I hope to see you there.
Thank you.
Mary Jo, it's always a pleasure to have a fellow Southerner on the show, so thank you.
Here he goes again.
With a Southern accent.
Thanks, Annette.
All right,
well, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
407-278-5939 is our number, and we have another call right after that. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello, this is Philip Bruma speaking.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. I'm actually calling from the Netherlands, so it's 2:30 in the morning here.
Oh, ooh,
wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't have class in the morning, but I figured I'll just go to sleep after the show ends.
Well, class is overrated, so don't worry about it.
Calling in with the trip report from my last trip. I went with my parents and my brother to Disney World around Christmas time, and it was my parents' anniversary, so I called ahead of time, and we were staying at the Grand Floridian, and when we got there, we actually received a free upgrade to concierge level.
Nice.
Wow.
Which, yes, I was very happy with that, because I know those rooms are, you know, not the cheapest, but they did it completely free. And so I advise anyone that's going for a special occasion. Of course, people are going to be calling in now more with the, you know, what are you celebrating campaign. But anyone that goes with a special occasion, you know, just call in. And, you know, you never know what could happen with Disney maybe arranging something special that you don't even know about. So that was really cool.
Yeah, it's always great. I mean, the only upgrade I ever got was I went from a studio to one bedroom at Saratoga Springs, but being upgraded to concierge, I mean, that you must have felt like the president of, I guess the Netherlands, what is it, the United States? But...
Yeah, no, definitely. And the thing was, when we got there, because I had also planned something else for my parents, and I told them that I had planned something. So when my dad heard we got upgraded, he thought I actually paid for an upgrade. So he wanted to see all the fine print that I didn't actually pay for it, and he wouldn't believe me. And then finally Disney said, no, it's free, it's on us, so just enjoy it. And then my parents had a blast in concierge. So now my dad's addicted to that, and next time we're going, he has to stay concierge. So it's my parents are blaming me now for starting a new trend.
Well, I think you need to talk to my kids.
Yeah.
My kids never do this for me. You're a good kid.
But, and something else, I found this, I don't know if I can shamelessly plug this company, but there's this company called Guests for a Lifetime.
Yep.
And I don't know if any of you know them.
Yes, Jane is awesome.
Yes, I called them to see if I could arrange something, because the Disney prices for room decorations were quite hefty for me, especially because I'm on a student budget. And I called them, I gave them all of my parents' information, and they actually planned a whole, like, scavenger hunt throughout the MGM studios for my parents. And I arranged with bringing certain things from the Netherlands here over there, and it was planned perfectly. So anyone else that's going for a special occasion that, you know, is kind of scared off by the Disney prices, they should definitely check into that.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. Gifts of a Lifetime is just amazing. They really are.
And, my parents, they said it was the best trip they ever had. And, you know, it's just the small things that they do that make it so extra special.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you had such a great trip. It's always great when you get to go to Walt Disney World with your family and have such a wonderful experience like that. And I'm sure now your folks definitely want to come back very soon.
Oh, yes, definitely. They're hooked.
Awesome.
And
well,
I love the show, so keep going on with it. And thanks very much for answering my call.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Get some sleep.
Yes. Bye.
Thanks so much.
Hey, Mr. Newell, you want to stay international and go to Canada?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
All right.
Let me get my passport. Called? Hold on a second. Where is it?
Yeah. Invite to come.
Great White North.
From the Great White North.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Gabriella.
Hey, Gabriella. Where in Canada are you calling from, eh?
I'm calling from 3BC.
I have no idea where that's at, but okay.
It's on the west coast. It's in British Columbia.
Okay, got it.
Well, right next to the Great Pacific Ocean.
We southern people just don't know much about the outside
again,
world.
Again, with the
sorry.
Southern people here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, really.
Me a break.
So, what can we do for you tonight?
It's from Southern Connecticut.
I was just listening, and I guess my my radio show is farther back because I was listening to the caller from the Netherlands. And we were just in Disney World last week, and we were upgraded to concierge. So I don't know if it's an international thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Annette?
Oh, Jesus.
My question.
Annette, why aren't you planning trips for this week?
From now on, I'm coming from Italy.
yeah, let's fly to Europe first and then come back.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just for the upgrade.
Yeah, you can just make up where you're from. But my question is our family really hadn't stayed in concierge before, so we didn't really know how to take full advantage of it besides the free snacks and meals, which was wonderful. Breakfast, it saved us a ton of money. But could you tell me anything else we could have taken advantage of in concierge?
Well, I think it largely also depends what resort you're staying at. Some have more offerings than others. I know the Animal Kingdom Lodge or concierge guests offer a special safari thing, which they have. At the Polynesian Resort, they have, I mean, they serve, the food they serve over there was, I mean, it's borderline mini Ohana at that point. Which resort were you at?
The Wilderness Lodge.
Okay, that was nice too. I've been to that one.
The
concierge
Lodge. Stuff. You could have asked about going up on the roof perhaps as a flag family.
One other thing they told me when I stayed at the Wilderness Lodge concierge was that on the concierge level floor, you can go all the way around to one side of the building, and they have these windows that open up, and they provide a wonderful view of wishes. It's really, really nice. The concierge person told us about that, and you can definitely, I mean, you get a nice view of wishes right from there, and then it's right back to the concierge lounge to get some more snacks right after that.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so, yeah, some good things. Deb, do you have any information about what kind of little things are offered at All Ears Net?
Well, we have a whole section on concierge, and in our rate and review section, we have each of the resort concierge hotels being reviewed. One thing that's offered at all the hotels, if you stay concierge, is something called, I think it's the Wildlife Excursion or Wildlife Safari. It's a 90-minute ride through the Kilimanjaro Safari, but not on the actual attraction trail. And you go with someone from the animal team who will talk to you about the various animals on the savannah. You get to stop in certain places, so it's a good place for photos, and it's a fun thing to do.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And the best thing to do, I mean, a concierge will do a lot of pre-planning for you if you want, but also when you get there, just ask them. I mean, that's okay. The best thing to do because, you know, they know best what they offer. Sometimes if there's soft openings for an attraction, sometimes they're able to let you know and possibly get you in, and sometimes they can do some magic. So it never hurts to ask.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, we were really taken off guard, but it was a wonderful experience. We've been spoiled now and only want to stay in concierge now. Maybe they do it on purpose.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Have a great night.
Our whole family loves the show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you
so much.
407-278-5939 is our number, and we've got another call. Keep on coming. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Brad.
Hey, Brad, where are you calling from?
From Chicago.
Awesome. What can we do for you tonight?
I got a question for you about Star Wars weekends.
All right.
Okay. I've seen on the internet that, you know, they have the parades and the meet and greet. Is that pretty much all that's offered there during those weekends? Is just being able to meet celebrities and
There's a whole bunch of events, and on my website at studiocentral.com, I have a listing of all the events going back to 2004, I think, if not earlier than that. So you can take a look at the sample schedules from previous years and get a good idea. But generally speaking, there's the parade, there's the celebrity autograph sessions, there's the there's different events like shows that they'll offer where they'll talk with people over there. There's trivia challenges for the kids. There's a fair amount of assortment. There's the hyperspace hoopla at the end, which I don't know what you call that. It's kind of a menage of everything thrown in there. It's really a lot of fun. So my best recommendation is to check out my Studio Central Star Wars weekend site. It's just www.studiocentral.com. And you go right over there and you'll be able to see all the events from all previous years. And that should give you a pretty good idea what to expect.
Okay. Now, are you able to do all that stuff plus tour the park, or you pretty much have to do one or the other?
Generally speaking, if you want to, you should probably do one or the other. I mean, there are 3 days of Star Wars weekends for a reason, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's not just something that you can quickly – it depends on how much you want to do, of course. I mean, if you want to catch one or two events and tour the parks, you can certainly do that. But if you're interested in doing everything that Star Wars weekends has to offer, you've got to probably dedicate a fair amount of your day to it. Generally speaking, when it comes to Star Wars weekends, depending on what you're doing, the afternoon, late afternoon, early evening tends to open up a little bit in terms of what you can do because you assumably have done everything. But I find that it takes probably a good 2 days to do everything in there to your satisfaction. So okay. I would give it some time. And like I said, that's why it's offered 3 days in a weekend. So definitely use that to your advantage. Don't try to cram everything in one day.
All right. Thanks again. And I love your guys' show. You guys do a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you. And I should mention, if Len was here, I just developed some touring plans for Star Wars weekends, and Len will be featuring that on his website, so you can check those out.
Excellent.
Great. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. Soup.
We have another caller right behind that one. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff, where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from my All-Stars house. I met you today, Matt.
Oh, nice. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing good. We had a really nice time meeting you and enjoyed the studios today. Wasn't crowded at all.
Oh, yeah.
Got to do Midway Mania 3 times.
Nice.
Wow. Jealous.
And, yeah, we got there right when it opened per the touring plans and got a fast pass and then did it later on in the day.
Awesome. Yeah, it's great. When it was raining a little bit this morning, so that really helps thin out the crowds. And if you stuck it out over there, I mean, it turned into a wonderful day over here. So,
it was great. American Idol was awesome.
Cool.
Enjoyed that. So, had a good dinner at 50's Prime Time. Thought I'd call in and say hey.
Great. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. It was a pleasure to meet you and your family earlier this afternoon.
Yeah, it was nice. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
You guys have a good evening.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Jeff.
We certainly will.
Nice.
We have another caller, and this is Sam from Virginia. Hi, Sam.
Hi there. This is actually Ashley from Virginia. Oh. The other half. Hey, guys. What's going on?
All right. Well, it's close enough.
Sure sounds like a Sam.
Okay. Sorry, buddy. Hey, guys. I got a question. I'm glad Deb is on tonight because I've been really on the fence about – I listened to the podcast that you guys did back in 07 after you went on the med cruise.
Right.
So I'm really on the fence because it's like, man, you know, now that you've done Adventures by Disney and you've done the Med Cruise, are you more inclined to think about doing something like Italy again as an Adventures by Disney, or would you jump on the chance of doing the Med Cruise again? I know you said it was port intensive to do the Med Cruise, but my husband and I don't have kids, so we're kind of like, man, is this the time to do it? Just book it and go for it? Should we wait for the new ships to come out? Maybe the new ships will be over there in a couple of years. What are your thoughts on that? Anybody have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's not going to get any less expensive as time goes by. I think it's only going to get more expensive, so that's one thing to consider. I really liked it because I had some hesitations about going to Europe, and by going on the cruise, I felt like I always had a home base. I wasn't changing hotels every few days, which you tend to do or you can do if you're doing it on your own or in Adventures by Disney. I knew that I could always get food I was familiar with back on the ship. And I knew that the excursions I had planned were all booked through Disney, so I had a sense of comfort because I did it that way. And I'm very conservative when it comes to that. But I had a wonderful, wonderful time. It is very port intensive because you have very long days. It was an amazing trip. if you have the opportunity and it's something you've always wanted to do, you should go. Now, I've done Adventures by Disney. They're awesome, but I have not done any in Europe. I can tell you that I have a few friends who have done many different ones in Europe, and they've all raved about them. So I've actually never heard anybody complain about an Adventures by Disney trip. They are expensive, but you certainly get your money's worth. And what I would do is just look at the itineraries and see which one best match the types of places that you want to visit.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, I'm just, like I said, we go down to the world a lot. We do our thing down there, and so it's kind of the next big step. We've done the land and sea package, but now it's I kind of want to take the next big step. And when they announced the whole Med and Baltic cruise, of course you have to choose between two really great itineraries. But I think the Med just kind of called out to you. It's called out to me anyway. But that was my big thing, and so I almost feel a little overwhelmed. Just because you're going, oh my gosh, you don't want to miss anything in the port while you're there. But I don't know. I just was curious to see if you would say, would you do it again? I guess is the ultimate question. If you could do it over again, would you do it again?
If I could do it again, I would, if I had not been to those places. One thing we did, which was really nice, we did book the hotel, the pre-stay hotel through Disney, and we stayed in Barcelona for several days before and after the cruise. And Barcelona is a very tourist-friendly city. We had a wonderful time. We saw lots and lots of different sites and attractions, and it was well worth spending the extra time there.
Okay. Got it. Well, thanks, you guys. I love my Sunday nights with y'all during the month. It's awesome.
Thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
So, hi to Sam. All right. And we'll be right back.
We're back, everybody.
All right. There we go. So I had to fix some quick technical issues over there, but we're back. 407-278-5939 is our phone number, and you can give us a call and be part of the live show. You know, one of the great things about the live show is not only calling in and asking us questions, like, you know, maybe asking Deb Wills a great question like we just had for Deb about the Adventures by Disney, but you can also be part of the live show and contribute your thoughts on it. Maybe you had a thought about Adventures by Disney and going back to it. And you can actually join us in our chat room. Go to WDWtoday.com, and it'll see a link for our chat room, and you can be part of it. We got a lot of listeners in there, and it's a great way of making the show interactive and being part of the show and kind of sharing your own opinions. We get a lot of great information over there. Earlier, we had a question about AAA, and Becky Menken, who was in there, was able to give us some great information about the AAA lounge that was in Epcot. So it's a lot of fun. You get to share information. You get to make fun of us. So, you know, it really is a lot of fun. So definitely check it out at WDWtoday.com. And you'll find the link for our chat room. And we appreciate all of you checking out our live show today. I know that we have some new live show people here, as well as some grizzly veterans. And regardless, we always have a fun time doing these things. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for us. But Mr. Newell, is your passport ready to go? Because we're going – if you thought the Netherlands was far away,
yeah.
You haven't seen anything yet, because konnichiwa, we are going to the land of the rising sun.
Woo!
Konnichiwa!
Hello.
Hi, Masayo. How are you?
Hi, Masayo.
Asayo.
Masayo, you need to turn your radio down.
Yeah. Because today I'm using my travel computer because my iMac this morning didn't turn on, and I think the switch power switch is not working. I'm so glad I got a new travel computer, so I can listen and I can join the chat, and then now I am talking with you guys. Oh my gosh!
You're multitasking in English.
Oh my gosh! I wanted to say the thanks a lot. I really wanted to say that the thing after the Mars Fest, and I had a great time with you guys, and I had I met many listeners at the WDW Today podcast, and they were so nice to me, and they said that they were happy to listen that when I call. So I was so surprised to hear that, and I felt so happy. So I wanted to thank you all, and now finally I could call in, so I'm saying that.
Yeah,
I'm very late.
Masayo was a celebrity at Mouse Fest.
No.
There were people lined up to say hi to her and give her hugs.
Yeah, they wanted to take a picture. Yeah,
have their pictures taken with her. Wow.
Yeah, forget
everybody
Mickey
wanted to put,
Minnie.
Yeah, everybody wanted the face with the laugh.
At Mouse Fest 101, I remember, this is the truth. At Mouse Fest 101, people were coming up. Are you Masayo? Are you Masayo? Can I have my picture, Masayo? You remember that, right? Yeah.
It's too bad she's so shy, though.
Yeah, she is shy. She needs to come out of her shell. She really does.
Yeah, really.
Oh my gosh! Yes, I scope us already for that. I want to say thank you so much for Deb, what she's been doing for the awareness, the breast cancer, and I am so happy that she's doing that for all of us. Thank you, Deb. You
thank
rock.
You, Masayo. And thank you for your support.
And one more thing, it's kind of personal, but soon I will be coming back to Disney World. Yay!
Yay!
And this time my husband Mamor will be coming with me, but just a small bad news that he's having a kidney stone right now.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Same.
On your Facebook, yeah. How's
and
he feeling?
Actually, it's Monday here in Japan, and he had to take a day off today.
Oh.
And he's in a hospital right now, and
oh, no.
I am staying at home to listen to the show. How bad I am, huh?
Oh, child, you seem kind of happy.
Oh, no.
No. You're home to take care of the dogs, Masayo. That's it.
So now you all know that I am not only the crazy Japanese Disney fan, but also that bad housewife.
Well, Masayo, thanks for calling in and being a bad housewife, but we'll let you take say hello and make sure he gets better real soon.
Yeah, give him all regards.
I hope to see you soon, Matt.
Absolutely.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, thanks for checking in, Masayo.
Bye, Masayo.
Say hi to Naiwaru for us.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And you can give us a call and be part of the live show. And we're approaching the end of hour number one, so I'll take this opportunity to thank the great AllEars.net for being a sponsor of this live show. Your AllEars is your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. AllEars has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling, the special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to AllEars, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over... Deb, what are we up to? It's got to be more than 105,000, right?
111,000, Matt.
Wow.
Let me update my ad read here. Join over 111,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And Deb, we always thank you for your supporting the live shows. We really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Matt.
And we have our next caller. It is Kim from Maryland. Hello, Kim. Fear the turtle.
Hi, very much so. And although we got kicked out very, very early.
It's our everybody's back is gone, so don't worry about it.
Gone. Yeah, the game last night ruined everybody else's. So, but hey, go Villanova, I guess. Also, Carob Diz on WDW today. So,
hoorah!
Loving chat.
Nice.
I have a question for you guys, and I didn't want to wait for email because it could, you know, take us a moment. All right, so here goes. I'm planning a 10-day trip to Walt Disney World. That's going to be around the time of a family reunion. So I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to do the 3-day reunion thing before or after. If I do it before, I think I have to stay at the Swan for 3 days and then stay at the Poly for the last 7. Or I can, would you stay at the Poly first or the Swan first if you had to pick?
Swan.
Swan.
Scopa?
Swan first.
Scopa, what do you think? Swan first or Poly first?
I would stay at the Swan first because the Poly has such great theming. You always want to stay at the better themed hotel, or the better themed resort last.
Am I Absolutely. Able to split tickets on a Magic Your Way package, or am I just going to find other things to do for that day and a half, 2 days?
What was your question again?
So if we go to the Swan first, then I have to think about tickets. And I have a package with the buy 4, get 3 for the second half. So I wouldn't be able to pick up my tickets early when I get down there, would I?
No. No. You're only going to be able to pick it up with the package.
Okay. Now, if I were to, I just found out today as I got to New Jersey that there was a code waiting for me for 40% off Disney hotels. So I have to call and see in the next, Wish I had known about this 4 weeks ago when they got here, but oh well.
Suddenly the Maryland losing in the tournament isn't that big of a deal.
No, between 40% off for the buy 4, get 3 and the 40% off for the pin code, I'm a happy person.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I may not do the Swan and do another Disney hotel. If I did that, could I spread my Magic Your Way days over that kind of a stay?
Annette, any thoughts?
Oh, you're trying to combine the pin code offer with, I'm sorry.
I guess I do the pin code for 2 days, and then I would do the buy 4, get 3 for the other days. So it's like 2 stays that I'm going to be putting together. Is that possible?
I think you're going to be 2 different reservations, so it's going to be in the eyes of Disney, you know what I mean? So... You're gonna, regardless of if they're right next to each other, it's not gonna work like you'd like it to. I don't think.
But something to consider is I would check to see what that 40% off for the whole entire stay compares to what you've got.
Right.
It depends on where you pick.
Well, right now I'm doing Poly Concierge, so I don't know if I'm gonna get that 40% off for that.
But you never know. But you should check. I think you should definitely check it out. I mean, you know. You never know what you could find over there with that special pin code.
All right, I'm going to give them a call and find that out. So if we can't do this, though, and we have to split the stay, can you guys give me some ideas of things we can do without being in the park for our day and a half? I don't think it'll be that hard, but just some extra ideas would be nice.
I'm really a big fan of all the wonderful activities they have at a resort like Fort Wilderness. There's so much things to do over there. You can go... to do the Segway tour in the morning, have lunch at Trail's End, do the archery that they have over there. You can go canoeing. You can go fishing. You can rent one of the boats. You can go do the Chippendale, what's it called? The s'mores.
Fire. And the s'mores?
Yeah, the sing-along around the fire. You can do a carriage ride. I mean, that's just some of the stuff. They even have more stuff than that. So, I mean, you can really spend a whole day at horseback riding. There's a lot of stuff to do over there. Animal Kingdom Lodge is also a wonderful resort in that regard. They have so much stuff to do over there. So I would really maybe just spend a day at a resort you're not staying at and check out all the wonderful activities they have over there. That might be a really good idea.
Deb, are there lists of things on All Ears for things you can do at the resorts?
We do have things you can do when you're not in the parks, absolutely. Another good thing to do, like Matt just suggested, when you get into the resort, just go to the front desk and ask them for a list of the activities for the day. We don't put a lot of detailed information out there because things change all the time and depends on the season. But usually there's fun stuff happening out by the pool, even in the pool or outside the pool, and just lots of things. Some have activities for the kids. Some, like at Wilderness Lodge, offer a tour. So definitely check out the resorts. There's lots of fun things to do.
Well, also, if you're in the boardwalk area, I know you mentioned Swan before, you're right there by the miniature golf. So that's
right.
Across the
street. A couple years ago, I forgot about that. We actually did
lots
that.
Of
we
fun for the kids. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the
good
adults.
Suggestion.
I appreciate it, guys. I think that's everything. It looks like I'm going to split up these tickets, but they'll be fun things to do, so we'll be okay.
Good. Well, enjoy your trip, Kim.
Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Have a great time.
Bye, Kim.
407-278-5939 is our number, and we have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Brian McGowan, and guess what's going on in Disney right now?
I have no idea.
Wishes?
Yeah, we're standing right at Castle watching Wishes.
Nice.
Awesome.
We're listening in.
Yeah, thanks for checking us out. Enjoy Wishes.
Yeah.
Aaron, enjoy Wishes. Thanks for checking us out.
It's quite a trip down here, but anyways, we thought it'd be a movie time to call you when these are going on, but can't hear a thing.
Us either.
Well, we always have, it's almost a tradition. We always usually get calls from a listener who's somewhere in the parks. Sometimes that's been Annette, but other times it's been other people.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
And this is great that we've been able to enjoy Wishes. Yeah, it's 9:05, so I guess it just started fairly recently. And I've got a fun story about Wishes in tomorrow's episode on WDW Today, so check it out on Monday's episode for a...
You do?
Yes.
I can't wait.
I bet you can't. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. Don't forget to check out the chat room. Just go to wdwtoday.com and be part of the chat room over there. Lots of people in there. It's a lot of fun sharing some great information over there, sharing stories, talking about the topics that we're discussing on the show. So a lot of great things here. Want to recap also that we have with us on this live show, Deb Wills of AllEars.net. And if you've got questions for Deb, she is a wealth of information over here. So definitely tonight is one of the special nights. Definitely check out the live show, which you already are doing. But definitely call in if you've got specific questions, because Deb, I'm sure, can answer a number of different questions about topics I can't even imagine what the questions might be. But you know what? It's always a pleasure to have Deb on, and not to talk about her in third person, but you bring a wealth of information to the table. So thank you for your time, Deb.
Thank you, Matt.